Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Don't do that.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Dutcher and Rich. So you guys were out at Celtics Media Day yesterday?
Yeah, that's where they bring by all the different players, and you get a few minutes with each one, and they all take their... It's the videos that you see on the Jumbotron where they're just dribbling the ball in slow-mo, making the mean face? They do that right behind where our table is.
That's right. Where you said, "Scream, let me hear it!" They tape it all yesterday.
It's like you watch guys like Marcus Smart who have done this year after year, and he just goes in there, and he's like, "By the way, Marcus Smart is I'm captain." Like he comes in with a bathrobe.
His hair is awesome.
The whole thing.
His hair is a whole situation. His hair is something like I have not seen before.
Is like right out of like a 90s like what
Menace to Society.
Yes, Menace to Society. It's like the mini braids he has.
Yeah, he's got like the kid that went to jail that like couldn't crap in jail. He's got that exact same haircut.
It has been years since I've seen that movie, that's the one thing I remember about that film.
That's the only thing I remember about it, too, is that he couldn't take a crap in jail. And so when he came back, it was an emergency. But yeah, I saw him on TV today for Media Day, and I'm like, dear Lord!
He was just, I mean, it was like Hefner walking around that place. And of course, everyone's laughing about it, but I mean, he was in good spirits. The whole vibe from last year is completely different. Like last year, as much as everyone thought this team was going to do big things, there was a weird tension because the expectations were so high. This year, everyone's loose because, well, they are under the radar. You know, they're a team that, you know, some people aren't considering being like legitimate contenders. And I don't believe that they probably are somebody that can win a championship, but I also believe they're going to surprise a lot of people. And they were a lot more comfortable. And one guy who you know that I've been a huge fan of, and I know you guys as well, is the 7'7" phenomenon.
Talking Taco!
Mr. Taco Fall.
It's Taco Tuesday.
From UCF.
Copyright LeBron James.
Sorry.
Oh, you know, tried to. Failed miserably.
Well, you could take every elementary school from the 80s and steal what they had to say. So, yes, God, I hope he makes his team.
I do too.
And in that,
he's a good guy, first of all.
Yeah, but how much would it suck to be that big and not like at least make some money off of it? Like to be that tall.
You know what's weird too? He's also like more people are talking about him than Kemba Walker. Like he's kind of become like the emotional story this year. Like here in the offseason. Everyone, because in the summer league, did you see the lines of people who were trying to get stuck? I mean, he was the star of the summer league. And he was surprisingly athletic. I think he's got a shot. I think it's like a 30% shot to make this team. But everybody loves the dude. He's about as nice as you can get. But when you see him walk by your table, it is jaw-dropping. Oh, my God. He is utterly massive.
It would be so bad to be that tall.
Well, he sat down at our table, and it looked like he was when the adults have to sit at the kids' chair at Thanksgiving sometimes.
I'm sure it's even worse than that.
It's Elf. It was Buddy the Elf sitting down with all the other little guys. And Taco Fall shows up and sits down, and the first thing I notice, much like DA, are his feet.
Ooh, do tell.
The man has very big feet. And so here is John and I yesterday with the 7'7". And by the way, go to @TouchandRich and look at the picture of him next to Tracy Wolfson. It looks like a Photoshop. But here is us talking yesterday at Celtics Media Day to Taco Fall. 98.5 is Sports Hub, and we are sitting here with a gentleman who I just heard you told Rick Radzik, who works with us, that you wear a size 22 shoe. Is that right?
22, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. At what age, Taco Fall, did you have to start special ordering your shoes?
For as long as I can remember, I mean, maybe around 13, 14, it was really hard for me to find shoes.
So if you're special ordering shoes, that's like more than like a 16, right? The biggest you get in the store is like a 16.
Most definitely.
So when you're 13, you're how tall?
When I was 13, I think I was probably like around 6'9".
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm trying to, so at what age did you have your biggest growth spurt?
I think it was pretty consistent.
Yeah?
Every year I just kept growing more than pretty much everybody else.
Well, I have to tell you, the other night I was at Strip by Strega, and I was sitting and eating, and I didn't realize it, but you were in the booth across from me, and when you stood up, the sound in the restaurant just got sucked out like, whoa. And, you know, they saw you. And you get that everywhere, I'm sure. So it's like, well, first of all, how much do you eat when you go to a steak restaurant? Like, do you...
Oh, I eat a lot. Okay. I love ribeyes too.
So. Oh, yeah. So do you order like two ribeyes, or do you get like a tomahawk and eat it on your own? Or
I get just a huge ribeye.
Okay. Just get the whole thing and do it there. Oh, my goodness.
I actually had some steak last night.
Oh, yeah, you did?
Oh, there you go. Do you ever get used to that kind of thing? Obviously, you're taller than everyone else. You demand attention simply because aren't many people that see people as tall as you. Does it ever become comfortable when you see something like that happen?
You just get used to it.
Yeah.
You can feel like everybody's looking at you, but I just got used to it. It's happened for so many years now. It's just part of my everyday life.
What's the thing that people don't think about being as tall as you are? Like, is there something that is tough, or that's something you go through every day that just normal people don't know about being that tall?
I mean, there's a lot. They don't build things for people my size, whether it's clothes, shoes, cars. Even going through doors, I have to duck. I have to be conscious of that. Now it's just become like a reflex. Every time I go to something, it's a natural thing to duck. Flying sometimes can be really hard, but there's a lot of blessing in it too. So I don't complain about it. But also, you have no privacy. I mean, just being at this level, you have no privacy, especially being that tall. You attract a lot of attention. You can't really hide. So
yeah. You never blend.
No.
You know? So when you didn't have a ton of money, how did you... Because you could probably buy a car now that is specially suited to you. How did you manage to drive being as tall as you are? Like, what kind of car did you drive?
I didn't drive. I still don't have a car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I used to have... Like, just take Ubers, but even now, Ubers, I have to take the biggest one they got. So, like, SUVs or at least an XL. So,
has there ever been a time where an Uber pulled up and you're like, can't do it, man? I'm sorry.
There's a few times there were cars when I would order Uber and I would look at the car and just cancel it right away.
Because it's like a Miata or something.
Yeah, it's not gonna work.
You know? So, I saw you doing something very cool with the Boys and Girls Club the other day, and you were swimming with the kids. First of all, the pictures were fantastic. The kids look like they were having a great time. Somebody said you were learning how to swim. Were you learning how to swim there?
I am.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to know how to swim. I just never had the opportunity to do it. And which is crazy. I'm from Senegal, Dakar. And I was not too far from the ocean. And I never really got to learn. So I was just talking about it with Heather. And she came with the idea, might as well go out and, you know, bring awareness to that. And I volunteered for it. And it was a great day.
How tough is it to learn how to swim as an adult? Because, you know, when you're a kid, you don't really know. It's like everything's a little easier when you're a kid because you don't really know what you're doing. You kind of get thrown into it.
Yeah.
As an adult, how tough is it to learn that?
It's tough, but I feel like I was a natural. So I don't think it's going to take me a while to get it done.
Basketball-wise, obviously, you're here. You're one of more than three or four people competing for that final roster spot on the bench. What are your expectations, and more importantly, what has the team told you about your situation?
For me, it's just a matter of just coming here and showing what I can do. I've had all summer to do that. I've been here pretty much the whole time. For me, just continually trying to learn as much as possible from all the coaches, especially Brad. He's a heck of a coach, and try to grow my game as much as possible and even learn from the vets. Some of these guys I've played in the NBA for a very long time, and I'm very fortunate to have a guy like Cantor Since he's been here, he's been great to me, and trying to learn as much as possible to those guys, and hopefully I've had the chance to contribute in this team and help them, you know, achieve something.
You embarrassed Cantor the other day. You dunked right on him, and it went viral.
I mean, he didn't jump.
Something I'm sure you told him about on the way back down the floor.
I did.
Real quick, I know they're telling us you're pressed for time. Are you aware of how much a fan favorite you have become in a short time since you have signed here? How hard people are rooting for you to grab that roster spot on this NBA team?
I've seen it. And like I said, I'm very blessed, and I'm thankful for that. You know, you don't get that opportunity every day to be a part of something great and to impact, you know, other people's life and to have so many people rooting for you. So I'm really thankful for that. And, you know, hopefully I'll make them proud.
At Summer League, you were the biggest star. I saw the lines for autographs, and you were the guy. Everyone wanted to meet you. And I think it's one of those things in Boston, everyone loves an underdog story.
To me, it seemed... It was mostly like everywhere I've been so far. But I've really felt it in Boston because I've been here pretty much the whole summer. So everywhere I've been in Boston, I get the same reaction, just people praying for me and rooting for me and hoping that I make it. So like I say, it was just for me, just going out there and competing and you know, trying to make all those people proud.
All right. Well, it was awesome finally meeting you, and good luck.
Thank you.
We're all pulling for you, and I know our listeners are there. We have anytime we mention your name, we have this thing called Taco Time that we end up playing. I've never been more proud of anything in my life that I've produced, but thank you very much, Taco Fall. We appreciate it. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Sports Hub.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Touch Your Lunch on 95, the Sports Hub.
Well, Hannah, we all know what kind of Monday this is going to be tomorrow after Buffalo fans get hit with not one, but two disappointments in one day. Fans first get a disappointment with that nail-biting loss to New England. Then we find out Bill fans didn't break the loudest NFL stadium record. Guinness Book of World Records was at the ref today, measuring how loud fans could get, and Bills fans count that 124 decibels. The Kansas City Chiefs fans at Arrowhead Stadium still hold the world's record at 142.2 decibels. But despite these devastating blows, Bills fans still brought the energy. All right, now I did a little comparison between Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City and Ralph Wilson Stadium here in Buffalo. Arrowhead holds about 7,000 more fans than the Ralph. Many experts suggest the way the Bills Stadium is structured doesn't hold as much sound as the stadium there in Kansas City. Maybe officials from the Guinness Book of World Records can better explain why we didn't make it in the book. They will be on the 7 Eyewitness News new morning show live from the Ralph starting at 5 a.m.
That is the dude from Parks and Recreation.
It does sound like Pert Hapley.
Yeah, it's Pert Hapley.
But more than anything, it sounds like we found Buffalo's version of Nick Jamelli.
Hey, it's Nick from...
I've never sound... Other than Nick, I haven't heard anyone who sounded in such pain reading a script more than that guy.
That's right. I had pretty serious health care... hold on.
He was kind of struggling to get through that read there, this gentleman.
That's right.
Would you rather sit down?
Yeah.
Or actually, this is my favorite.
If time. Oh, I'm not supposed to read that.
That would basically be what that was. But yeah, so I mean, obviously, things not going well in Buffalo. But before the game this past weekend, there was an article in the Buffalo News, which I thought was pretty interesting. And maybe this will finally put things to bed and unfortunately crush my theory that I had for about the past couple of months about Rob Gronkowski. So the Buffalo News, as you know, Rob Gronkowski is from Buffalo, and they did an interview with him before the Patriots game. And someone from the Buffalo News asked Rob, and Rob's everywhere. I mean, there's all these commercials you're seeing now. I guess that they apparently think I'm like totally buff and I love drinking out of the protein shakers because one of the sponsored ads that's on my Facebook timeline is for that ice shaker deal that him and his brothers are into. And it's got Rob Gronkowski running up and down these stairs,
sure,
crushing the power shakes. And then it's got, there's a video of him. He's endorsing the thing that you put in your teeth to brighten your smile that plugs in. He's doing a million commercials.
Wait, what is this shaking thing?
Yeah, it's like him and his brothers. And I think that the business has done pretty well. It's like a protein shake holder that keeps it cold. And I guess they found a niche audience.
Otherwise known as any kind of thermos.
Well, it doesn't say Gronk on it. It's the Gronk ice shaker.
So they've invented the thermos.
So they went on the Shark Tank show and I guess got those guys to invest it. And from everything I've read, it's been one of the success stories from Shark Tank. It's done well.
Well, so listen.
And did they end up investing in it, or did they just end up doing it on their own? I forget, but I know they were on Shark Tank, but I know that it's kind of taken off. But, you know, and we're running his CBD commercial here on the station, so, I mean, he is in full sales guy mode. So it makes you think, you know, if there ever was a chance for this guy to come back, do you think that his head would be in that kind of mentality to play this season, especially seeing how well the team has been playing? Well, the Buffalo News asked him. They said, after going through what you've documented in the media, all the concussions, the 9 surgeries, how could you ever consider wanting to play again? And Gronk said, well, that's part of the reason why I walked away from the game, too, is that I truly believe that I could heal myself, which I have. Over the last 6 months, I've been just doing things to help heal my body, help put my mind at more ease, more settled. And when I made that decision to walk away from the game, I knew I was going to be full on taking care of myself. To take care of my body, that's what I've been doing. I'm feeling good. I mean, all those surgeries, all those injuries, they're not nagging me no more. I'm walking around actually real good. Great. Workouts are great. I can just do my activities whenever I need to do activities. Go out in the backyard, shoot hoops, swim, basketball, cornhole, whatever it is, I can just go and enjoy myself. That was my main mission, to heal myself so I don't have to worry about that the rest of my life. While doing it, I kind of fell in love with that mission of healing myself. I love getting treatments. I love finding ways to rest my brain, make it all at ease.
Because his brain is on so much.
I mean, listen.
He's on. I mean, he's always thinking. He's always looking. You know, quadratic equations. There's always stuff going on in his mind.
It's next level stuff. Come on.
I understand.
You know, they say that he is a genius on the field. Like, but, you know, you know, there's other things.
Got to rest the brain. Very important.
But the one question that stood out was, with the Patriots looking as dominant as ever, don't you feel as if you're missing out? And Rob Gronkowski answered, no. Like I said, I had to make that decision, and I'm very satisfied and very happy with where I am with that decision. I even thought about stuff like that before I made the decision, how I would feel during the season and all that. And I knew that if I made that decision, I can't look back. And that's what I'm not doing. I'm not looking back. I knew I had a mission to take care of myself and to get myself healthy so I can enjoy life and all that type of stuff again. But they're 3-0. I'm super happy for the boys. I know that organization inside and out, and they're always going to be successful. There's such hard workers over there, and that's just one of the pieces that I can take into the next chapter of my life, just the details and that hard work that they put in there over in that organization. That sounds to me that there's no way he's coming back.
No, there's
like
no way.
He has mentally prepared himself to be at this point where, oh my gosh, I could be doing this. Look at all the fun they're having. Look at all the winning. And he said that before he made his decision, That was something that he had to deal with and had to come to terms with. And it can't be easy for anybody. And we've talked to Troy Brown when even all that stuff went down. And he goes, that first season that you are not playing is tough. And I know most of the guys just avoid watching football altogether. And I don't remember if it was Troy who told us that or another ex-player that we've spoken with, where you just, unless you're somebody who's analyzing the game and you've gotten a job in that, but if you're just kind of in the private sector or just not playing at all or doing anything having to do with football, most people say the best way to cope with it is just to completely detach yourself and just be away from it. And Rob Gronkowski is somebody that, you know, obviously loves the game, but had to think about the tough things. Like right now, this is going to be the toughest part of not playing the first year and watching your team be successful. And around playoff time, it's really going to suck if they start doing well, because you're like, well, you know, I could have helped them out there.
Now,
especially when you see how much they miss a good blocking tight end right now. I mean, not only just the receiving part of it, but I mean, it's noticeable, yeah. Especially that Buffalo game when you had a really good defense coming your way.
But
all the run plays where they try to run around the edge.
They figure it out. I mean, they figured out everything else.
They do, but
they won a Super Bowl without them. I mean, it's they figure it out.
They're winning the Super Bowl. There's no question about it. But if I'm Gronkowski, obviously I don't want to play anymore. I mean, the idea that he's got a shaker that gets people excited. Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, so I won tickets from you guys to that Leonard hair transplant event down in the Seaport District, I think last year. And I was actually hanging out with Chris Gronkowski, and don't take that as me bragging because I'm not. but he was talking about his insulated ice shaker, and it was after they had already appeared on Shark Tank. And I guess all five of them, including A-Rod, were all fighting to get the rights to partner with them. So I know that you guys were talking, you weren't sure if anybody ended up making a deal with them. I think a couple of sharks partnered together and made a deal with them. But the difference between this shaker and other shakers, they're trying to really penetrate the, they're trying to penetrate the workout market, I guess, and the bodybuilders and stuff like that. And it keeps it either
it's cold
the
meathead
or warm
market.
Because the inside, it's the insides, insulated. So, I don't know. Like you guys said, it's like anything else. You could pretty much use a thermos or anything like that, but I think they're capitalizing on Rob's last name.
Of course they're capitalizing on it. That's the only reason anyone would like that above anything else, and I can assure you I've met yet to meet a trainer or some like muscle guy that doesn't have at his ready a protein shaker at every time.
Yeah. It's got to be cold, man. You got to keep that sucker cold.
You got to keep that sucker cold when you're at the gym blasting the quads.
But, I mean, I think it's one of those things like Tyler Perry, you know, he's a guy that's a gazillionaire because he found a niche audience, and that was church-going African-American women. And he started making movies and plays directed right towards them, and he's made $1 zillion. These insane clown posse found a niche market. Like these people...
Disenfranchised, you know, rural white youth.
Sometimes if you find like a small market, but you just super serve them, you can be wildly successful, and I think that's kind of what
Grateful Dead,
doing.
Really dumb people.
With no taste in music.
Those who like to noodle.
Sure.
You want to
target the people who do a lot of marijuana and
right.
don't shower.
Yeah, those right.
who
investment are bankers and trust fund kids.
Those averse to soap during their college years. Then who buy Range Rovers and pretend to sell... cheese sandwiches.
That's still one of my favorite bits we ever did was when we had, I don't know who it was at the time, might have been Nick, go over to the Grateful Dead or the Dead and Company show.
No, that was Nick. Yeah,
okay.
And that was definitely Nick.
And he was interviewing these Grateful Dead fans, and they're like, yeah, man, it's about living simply. It's, you know, just about the brothership, you know, the brotherhood and the friendship that you cause here and, you know, trading tickets for cheese sandwiches. And then the end of the interview, Nick would say, can I see your car keys?
Yeah.
And like, it would be like, a Lexus, and then, you know, a BMW. But the best was the last guy who said, oh, I don't have any keys. And Nick's like, oh, okay. He goes, yeah, we took a limo here.
Yeah. Big, big fan base. All right, here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Nanny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You guys yesterday did the break on the piece about Tom Brady in that academic journal.
No, it was the professor from URI who wrote this paper about that Tom Brady is partially responsible for the rise of white supremacy, which is obviously the hottest of the hottest takes that we've ever had ever in the history of this show.
Well,
and he used that commercial as, oh, no, the two things he used as an example of it was the commercial where there were like a thousand Tom Brady's.
Yeah, I read the article.
Yeah, yeah. And then the best was that he said, well, just look at who he invites to the Kentucky Derby. Right. So obviously that means he's a white supremacist.
Okay. Well, you laugh, but this is a giant problem at universities right now. It's a giant problem that these things. So there's these three professors that wrote something like 12 papers to academic journals, and three of them were published.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is called Who Are They to Judge? Overcoming Anthropity Through Fat Bodybuilding. And it says, they argued that bodybuilding authorities should provide for fat-inclusive weightlifters. Some of his suggestions were far-reaching, as far as going to suggest the Olympics make separate event for overweight people called the Fatty Olympics.
Oh, well, that will obviously solve any kind of discrimination.
No, this is fake. This is a fake paper that this guy did as a joke that was published by an academic journal.
So he wrote it just to see if it would get through?
Yes.
And he slipped one past the goalie?
Yeah, he wanted to see if this would get through.
Oh, and the Ritter's self-aware.
Like, oh, yes. So he wrote, yeah, and there should be something called the Fatty Olympics because he was arguing that
he called it the Fatty Olympics?
He called it
like
the Fatty Olympics.
He's not even trying to slip one past. Like
the premise is that stereotypical bodybuilders and weightlifters should be more welcoming to men with different body compositions and that they should be able to... It's unfair to have bodybuilding competitions where no one can be fat. And so that was one of them. And then this one was from Portland State, and it's called Human Reactions to Rape Culture and Queer Profanity at Urban Dog Parks in Portland, Oregon. The woman writes, while I closely and respectfully examined the genitals of slightly fewer than 10,000 dogs, being careful not to cause alarm and moving away if any dog appeared uncomfortable, there is some relevant margin of error concerning my observations about the gender in some instances. So the point of the paper, this is a fake paper too that was published in an academic journal. She says that she did this by looking at the genitals of slightly less than 10,000 canines in public dog parks in Portland, Oregon. So immediately it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she didn't do this. The data suggests that the data suggests that deciding variable for whether or not a human would interfere in a dog's rape/humping incident was the dog's gender. When a male dog was raping/humping another male dog, humans attempted to intervene 97% of the time. When a male dog was raping/humping a female dog, humans only attempted to intervene 32% of the time. So the idea is that she went around and that dogs that humans are against gay sex in dogs. That at a far greater rate, they will interrupt two male dogs having sex.
How do you know when? Okay, so how does a human know whether a dog like wants the sex or
well,
doesn't?
That's the point of it. Like, that's the point of it. She's assuming that when a dog mounts another dog, it's rape. Oh, and she's saying that humans are expressing their proclivity to not like homosexuals by refusing to breaking up the gay sex far too often.
So what you're telling me, okay, I want to know what journals these were put in, because first of all, for these two papers to be written, it's got to be a lot of, like, when you submit a paper.
It was put in the journal Gender, Place, and Culture. On May 22nd.
See, I don't even know what that is. Obviously.
Of course, it's an academic journal. Who the hell knows what it is?
Well, I read those on a regular basis, Fred. I subscribe to a few of them.
During the span of my observations, there were 29 incidents among 15 dogs in which dogs controlled by shock collars were delivered an electric shock. Of those 15 dogs, all of those 15 dogs were male with male owners, and all 15 of the incidents involved sexual act with another male dog, possibly implying homophobic shame, triggering a violent response in the dog's male human companions.
Okay. And so did we ever find out, like, did this person who wrote it and got it published, have they come out and just said...
It's three people, and they
so it's
came
like three, it's like three comedians, I take it.
No, it's three academics, left-leaning academics, that are pointing out the hypocrisy in academia.
Oh.
And that...
Okay.
Not hypocrisy in academia, that's like...
Absurdity.
Just how absurd...
That there's
academia
certain topics that there's certain topics probably that people are scared to question when things come up. Like, it's almost like you feel what's the word? Not politically correct questioning when somebody has an opinion about certain subjects.
If you are a professor now, you have to gear your class to the most fragile of the students in the class, or else you're going to get in trouble.
Well, that, that's true. I mean, that is something that, you know, is for the last several years, it's kind of been that way.
Another article was called Going Through the Back Door, challenging straight male homo hysteria and transphobe through receptive penetrative sex toy use, where they just put a big box of sex toys out and got people's reactions, which never happened.
Just like, so they wrote, people would just walk by, and I actually wouldn't mind reading some of these.
They're good. It's hard. Like, they're kind of brushed under the rug, but okay. But that Brady thing, as crazy as it is.
And that's a professor, though. That's a professor who wrote...
These are professors that wrote these, but they wrote it to expose academic journals and how, when it comes to these things, academic journals are receptive and will buy into things like called the Fatty Olympics, and that a woman went around and looked at the genitals of over just around 10,000 dogs in dog parks in Portland, Oregon, and then paid attention to see if they were disciplined, if it was male on male humping, or if it was male on female humping.
And they called the Brookline Police Department.
Yes, yeah.
Complained exactly. At 911.
So, I mean, this is a real thing that's going on.
And this one was not done, however, as a joke, because it is a book. It's part of a book that he's published.
It's not a joke, but that does not lay... My point is that's not an outlier. Like, that is the kinds of things that are written being taught at universities right now.
Okay, and I guess that might be the main thing that scares me about this, is whoever this guy is, Kyle Kuz, who is a kinesiology professor at URI, this is someone who's teaching students.
Yes.
Somebody who has the opinion, who has drawn, somehow found a line between Tom Brady and white supremacy.
He is not alone.
In charge of people are paying this person to teach
them. He is not alone. I mean, this is a big problem in universities. If you went through the exercise, you could find far more bizarre papers than that. It just occurred to me that you guys talked about that yesterday, so I wanted to find these three particular professors that wrote these papers. But no, the whole point is that not only were they written, but they were accepted by academic journals. Academic journals found them worthy.
So he just said, guys, these like are producers for your show, the Fatty Olympics, make it a bit.
That's right.
I would say that.
I wish I could find more of the Fatty Olympics, but I've read about it before. They're saying that there needs to be a safe space for fat, that it's inherently biased to not allow fat people to pose in weightlifting competitions, in bodybuilding competitions, because it's shameful against fat people. And that by having a body composition, when you're having a bodybuilding contest with people, that it's fat shaming to not allow fat people to participate. So there you go. Glenn, go ahead.
Hey, so you guys should know about the Ig Nobel Prizes, which is Ig Nobel Prizes for academic papers that are completely ridiculous. I think they all have to be peer-reviewed and published, but they're just like wacko papers, and they celebrate them once a year.
Oh, I got to check that out. Yeah, I got to check that out.
The Ig Nobel Prize winners for improbable research.
Yeah, because these...
Oh, hang on. Is this the thing that just won where the more pizza you eat, the healthier you are? There was some guy who somehow was able to, like, randomly prove... Not randomly, but he found some little hole that he was able to exploit that proved that pizza is actually good for you. Eating, like, gratuitous amounts of pizza.
Oh.
And he put a convincing paper out that used a whole bunch of statistics that somehow proved that. I think that's what this is. Yeah. Does pizza protect against cancer? That is the name of the paper.
Mike, go ahead.
Fred, good morning. And I agree with you. The left-wing academia has gone out of control. The only reason why male dogs mount other male dogs is strictly for a dominance purpose. They want to be dominant. They're showing their dominance. And that's it.
Regardless of any of that, the woman says she went and checked the genitals of 10,000 dogs in the dog park and then monitored if how men reacted to when they mount other male dogs.
She was a ball inspector, all right? I mean, that's all we need to know. And on top of that, we're reading a little too much into what she actually wrote.
Yeah, there's four of them. And, I don't know what the fourth one is. I know the title of it. I can't remember.
Okay, this is an actual paper from this IG
Who are
thing.
We to judge? Overcoming anthropometry and framework for fat bodybuilding.
Do wombats make cubed poo? The name of one of the papers.
See, these aren't as dangerous as...
So he said, spontaneous cross-species imitation and interaction between chimpanzees and zoo visitors.
All right. Well, there is a very, 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 very far-left problem in academia. And then you can't... And then if you have any kind of, like, moderate view, in a lot of ways, they just won't listen. They don't want to hear it. If you're a speaker who's moderate on any of these issues, they'll boo you out of this college or their strike. There's no voices that are, opposing voices going on with this stuff. So when I saw that, and by the way, Rich, some people saw that article and went like, boom.
Was it Tom Brady one?
Yes. And we're like, see, here it is. When the site that
was it someone whose last name wasn't Schilling?
How was your buddy? Haven't heard from him in a while. Haven't heard from Kurt in a while.
I saw people that were like, yeah, here it is. Look at it. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay. All right. We'll be right back. Will Brinson coming out at 7. Kemba Walker talks with the, or I'm sorry, 9. Kemba Walker talks to John and Rich coming up after that.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Got him. At the 48. Catch made by Doyle.
This is going to get Vontaze perfect. Right.
Personal
here. Helmet to helmet.
Unnecessary roughness on a defense number 55. 15 yards will be added to the end of the play. First down.
What's dangerous? You know, you can't lead with the helmet, and he knows it.
And the league knows it too about perfect.
Nine at five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Shocking. Vontaze Perfect. Major headshot.
Speared a guy in the head after he was down.
That's one of those where...
Oh, my God.
There's no question what he was trying to do.
That's unbelievable.
He's got, like, something in him. He just, like, needs to do it.
I mean, you said it earlier, Fred. Even if you, like, think that that's going to be the most effective way to bring a guy down, you're doing it to your own head as well.
Yes. You're leading with your head, and, you know, you're going to get hurt as well. I mean, it's... doesn't make any sense. He's got this proclivity to do it. I'm sure it makes some coaches very excited, but he will be out of football this year, and it wouldn't be surprised me if he was back next year. But
well, it has been time after time after time after time again that Vontaze Perfect has been warned, and I mean what he did yesterday was completely indefensible. Except for one person who defended him. Probably the only lone voice. And when I found out who it was, I went, oh, yeah, well, I kind of expected maybe him to. And that would be a gentleman by the name of Bill Romanowski. If you don't know Bill Romanowski, he is not well. He is a gentleman who did this stuff for a living, maybe one of the dirtier players in league history. On top of that, he's now an analyst, and we've had him on before. He's a little nuts. So he made a video defending Vontaze Perfect, and take it away, Mr. Romanowski.
I've watched that hit probably 20 times now, and you have no idea how many times I did that in my career and got fined once in a while. But now you hit someone like that who on some level you could say is a defenseless player. He was kind of defenseless. But here is the issue, and here's the biggest problem I have. You're in the heat of battle. Your mindset is kill or be killed, because the offensive linemen aren't, they're still coming at you. You're in war, and you're supposed to be able to be violent sometimes, and other times you're supposed to be able to just take your foot off the gas like that. That is hard, my friend. I feel for this guy. Do I think he should be fined? Yes. Do I think he should be kicked out of the league? No. I think it is absolutely dead wrong. This guy has handled himself like a pro.
Yep.
Of course.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Yep.
Like, he misses football so much. Everything that we play from him, he just, like, he really thinks that he was, like, a nom.
Do you remember, Fred, when he was doing that post game on whatever the equivalent of San Francisco's version of the NBC Sports ball? I think it's NBC Sports San Francisco or Bay Area. And he was sitting there analyzing a game. And he got so nutty that it looked like his co-host kind of felt uncomfortable.
He's like, you got to eat the ribs.
I have her here.
Bill Romanowski
Hockey Jim Cozumel with you. And here's the problem with this one. Against the best team in football, you can't beat yourself. Make them beat you. Raiders helped Green Bay yesterday.
What was I just telling you, Jimmy?
A lot of things.
I told you this. The Oakland Raiders, Hugh Jackson, he's got a bunch of guys that like bacon. And you know what they do? They go to the grocery store and they buy their bacon. Well, guess what? I need some damn boar hunters. I need them to hunt them down with knives.
How about butcher shop? Can they go to the butcher shop?
No.
No?
No, they go to they already go to Safeway. They're already safe, okay? But I need wild boar hunters. I need them to go out there and hunt their pig with a knife.
Get it themselves.
Hey, rip their throat open and dig down in and get some bacon and eat it. That's what I mean, come on. Playing football, defense. It's about hitting people. It's about blocking and tackling. This game is not that hard. These are the luckiest guys on planet Earth. They are. Right. They get to play football in the National Football. They're getting paid millions of dollars. Pay me a stick of bubble gum. Cut off my arm right now. I'm in. Go. I'm in.
I don't doubt it.
I'm going. Run down on kickoff right now.
I don't doubt it for 1 minute. Please. Honestly. Cut off my arm.
He's handling retirement well.
Cut off my arm and hit me with it.
Where is Romanowski so I can steer clear? Is he on the West Coast?
That is not a guy you want to be next to on a plane.
God.
I've never heard anyone who misses football more. And he misses it because he can't, like, hurt people anymore. He's just like, I want to hurt someone.
I want to legally hurt someone.
And I really think
knives.
He would.
Do what? Hunt him down with knives.
I'd rather not.
Because you know, like, now he's, like, hunting and just, like, and stabbing it. And just being like, blood.
Right, he's covered. He's just, like, covered in blood.
Yeah, you're like, he eats it raw.
He's got a bunch of guys that like bacon.
Yeah, they do. They love bacon.
I mean, I honestly think that he could, he'd sacrifice five fingers for a chance at the NFL again.
Oh, totally. And if he was able to, he would pull a bowl of ram on a guy during a game. Oh. Just like rip their heart out and eat it.
It's only good if it's still beaten. Oh, the sauce, the blood down your chin. Will Brinson is a very excitable man as well. He's from CBS Sports. .com. He covers the NFL. He'll join us. No commercials, just the headline.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.